From KQED News, I'm Kat Snow. Millions of women are suffering from a disease that poses as obesity. Most patients don't know they have it, and doctors haven't heard of it. Plus, dieting doesn't work because the patients have abnormal fat cells that never go away. KQED Science reporter Leslie McClurg explores early efforts led by a Stanford researcher to understand and treat lipedema.
In college, Judy Maggiore remembers looking in the mirror perplexed by her body's disproportion.
I was skinny. I was a stick. The upper part of my body was really, really thin. You can see my ribs.
But from the waist down?
There were two of me or something. It was really heavy.
Legs that look like tree trunks and slim arms are the signature characteristics of a lipedema patient. But Maggiore didn't know that at the time. She swore off bathing suits and started exercising fanatically.
And everybody else in the class, you know, their legs were okay and mine weren't.
And would you go to the doctor or were you just like in your head like, I just better go to the gym again?
Yeah, it never occurred to me to go to the doctor for this because it was clearly there was something wrong with me. I wasn't eating the right things. I wasn't exercising correctly.
Yet she tried every diet imaginable.
Atkins, Weight Watchers, Jenny Craig.
South Beach, paleo. But nothing worked. For years, she's limited herself to eating salads. She rips open a plastic package of organic greens in her kitchen in Oakland.
And we're putting in a few. Yum, yum.
Maggiore obsessively watches what she eats. Her daily lunch is a bowl filled with vegetables. And even though she usually skips dinner, the flab on her legs continues to thicken, causing chronic pain. Finally, last year, when she was 68 years old, a lymphatic specialist shocked her with a diagnosis of lipedema.
I was like, whoa, I never heard that before. They have a name for it, and it's not my fault.
The genetic link clicked. A memory of her grandmother's column-like legs flashed through her mind. Lipedema is a lymphatic disease that is thought to affect 10 to 17 million women in America each year. Exact patient estimates are not available because it's hard to diagnose. In fact, many lipedema patients don't even know they have it. Neither do their physicians.
You know, every doctor I ever saw said, and so you need to lose some weight. I'm like, yeah, right, dude.
There isn't a standard test like a blood test for lipedema. Instead, doctors use physical cues like the texture of the skin. It starts to feel like sand and then pebbles and then small stones. The fat cells keep enlarging and increasing.
It's like being wrapped in bubble wrap.
The causes are mysterious, too, although genetics do play a role. And the worst part is there's no cure. The only treatment is liposuction. And Maggiore is terrified of surgery. But some women don't have a choice. When Marlene Simpson's scale topped 300 pounds, she was desperate for thinner legs. But when she asked her doctor about liposuction, he mocked her. He told her,
I did not have lipedema, that I shouldn't believe what I read on the internet and listen to these people that are promoting this mystery disorder.
But Dr. David Amron, a Beverly Hills surgeon, believed her.
We're going to start liposuction on the whole front part of the calves and ankles.
Amron presses Simpson's bulging calves firmly against an operating table as he sculpts and sucks fat and scar tissue from her legs.
Lock the left leg, lock that.
After two surgeries, Simpson's legs were 24 pounds lighter. And when she returned home to Sacramento, she felt like a new person.
It wasn't until I had surgery that I just realized that I was in a lot of pain.
The pain is caused by extra weight pressing on nerves. Over time, it can be debilitating. But the relief put Simpson back $21,000 because her insurance denied the procedure.
This type of liposuction, there's no long-term results, and so therefore they're not going to cover it.
Her insurance claims that liposuction is a cosmetic procedure and is not a recognized treatment for lipedema. But Amron says liposuction does work. He's seen great outcomes if patients continue to diet and exercise.
The fat should not come back.
90% of Dr. Amron's clientele have lipedema. They come to him for liposuction.
They found their way to me about 10 years ago when I started doing lipedema patients, and I had never even heard of the condition.
He's not alone. In fact, most doctors haven't heard of lipedema. A recent Stanford University study showed that most U.S. medical schools spend less than 30 minutes teaching the entire lymphatic system.
So not surprisingly, doctors don't know a lot about these diseases or the underlying conditions.
Dr. Stanley Roxon, a professor and researcher at Stanford University, is one of only a handful of lipedema specialists in the world. He wants to understand the disease and help patients cope with the pain. He uses the metaphor of a bank to illustrate how lipedema works. Usually, fat cells increase when you overeat and then decrease when you diet, like banking. But something goes awry in lipedema patients.
They're a very unusual bank because they accept deposits but no withdrawals. So once they accumulate material, it never comes out again.
And Roxon's not sure why. In a current study, he's analyzing tissue samples to try to untangle the problem. He's also testing anti-inflammatory drugs that have worked on other lymphatic diseases. One of his patients, Judy Maggiore, hopes to someday benefit from his research.
So this is homemade salad dressing.
In the meantime, she continues to crunch carrots. She savors each bite slowly in hopes of keeping fat cells at bay. I'm Leslie McClure, KQED News.
Support for KQED Science is provided by the S.D. Bechtel Jr. Foundation, Hope Lab, and the Dirk and Charlene Capsanel Foundation.